To build a professional website with fast hosts, you don't need much. You don't need technical skills to drag and drop design elements into place. You don't need a big budget to get your domain, website tools, and 24/7 support all included. And with the mobile edit feature, you don't even need to be at your computer. All you do need is our website builder. So start your free trial at fasthosts.co.uk/build.
Morning, everybody. Welcome along to your free podcast for today, Thursday, the 25th of June. And after yesterday's heat, I'm just about up to here with it. And then somebody wrote in, some complete bozo, and goes, oh, if you lost some weight, you wouldn't be sweating so much. I thought, no, I've got no thyroid. That's why I don't take the heat very well. But I couldn't expect a thicko like you to know that. 14 followers, hardly worth bothering about, is it really? But that's it, no thyroid. And that's, oh, I'll have to explain it to you, but it's medical and I thought you wouldn't understand it anyway. So everybody suffered. And then you know what they said for today? Thunderstorms. So everybody's going to be trekking down the beach and then the heavens are going to open. And because of all the currents of air and all the rest of it, it's going to be dreadful. And they're all going to get wet on the beach. I've never seen so many people on beaches. I mean, seriously, I don't think anybody was socially distancing. And I've discovered all the buses in the early hours of the morning are full of sort of young people with no masks on and generally drunk. And that's just round my way. God knows what it's like where you are. Anyway, here we go. Here she is, the intelligent one, Gemma Collins, reveals she wants to have a breast reduction so she can rip her bra off and let them hang out. Lovely. She's overhauled her lifestyle. Doctors advise her to lose weight, so she's having these injections, which she shouldn't be doing. You know, I've said before, you go to a doctor, they'll give you a weight loss thing, and it's called doing exercise. So if she wants a breast reduction so she can rip the bra off, God help us all, she'll be killing three people at the same time, won't she? She'll only have to turn sideways quickly, and that'll be it. But never mind, as long as she keeps coming up with trash stories, we will continue to keep ribbing the poor old soul. Holly Willoughby and Pip Schofield are granted permission to present this morning in The Sun. They've spent 119 days... in the studio due to lockdown, and so they were granted permission. And Philip said, we've come blinking outside. You should have seen the paperwork. Yes, because they have to sort of, they've got to redecorate the set and put lights in. I mean, it's not as easy as just going, let's go outside. It's not like doing a radio programme where all of a sudden they go, OK, let's go and do it from over the road. Let's go and stand outside the Garrick Theatre. It doesn't work like that. Peter Andre makes a cameo on Katie Price's YouTube channel. Oh, you sad little man, you really are, honestly. As their daughter Princess FaceTimes him after getting a puppy for her birthday. She can't take it home, though. She can only take it to the old Price's home. So Pricey, who's got no money, must be surviving on handouts, I should imagine, gets her a puppy, and she surprised her. Well, it can't have been much of a surprise. Perhaps Princess can't read, because we knew about this more than a week ago. Peter Andre said, you're not getting a puppy. And Katie Price went, I'll get you a puppy. And so she did. But unfortunately, Peter Andre's wife is allergic to dogs. But so in other words, daughter's going to go home, you know, covered with all the sort of the animal scents and everything else. And Peter Andre's wife's going to become very ill. But never let Katie Price be told that she hasn't got the faintest idea. She's a mother of five. She apparently says, oh, the mystery girl hitmaker gushed. Oh, my God, that's my ultimate dog. Bring him round, please. Oh, my God. Because he's really intelligent, Peter Andre. I mean, seriously, you are dealing with somebody who's not in the real world at all. Not a film star, not a singer, not really known for anything, actually. What's he known for? Being very irritating. Very irritating. Gordon Ramsay's Cornish neighbours can rejoice as the family's finally heading back to London. They spent lockdown at their £4 million second home. Who are these Cornish neighbours? What a bunch of old misery Marys they must be. Dreadful, honestly. So he's bought a place down there, thus pushing up the price of your dreary little houses. Gosh, truth, honestly. People never appreciate anything, do they? But when he headed there, restrictions urging Britons not to travel from city hotspots. But and then neighbours raged at his apparently, mind you, mind your own business, you nosy old baggages. So I've got to do with you what he does. Start worrying about your own life, OK? Which, of course, doesn't bear looking at. But anyway, eateries and pubs will open next month. So that's good news, isn't it? Well, I think it's good news. I can't quite work out, actually, whether it's good news or not, because I think you're going to have to give your name and address and a phone number, some sort of contact. Well, I don't want to do that. Seriously, I would rather stay at home and drink if I'm going to do it, or sit on the patio or something like that. God, it was... Yeah, there'll be queues outside the pubs. I don't queue, as you know. I'm not queuing for anywhere. I wouldn't be queuing for the hairdresser. I'm certainly not going to be queuing for restaurants. Although one particular pub forget which one it was, actually. They said they opened the phone lines the other day. Within an hour, they'd taken 300 bookings. Well, I don't want to go there, thank you very much indeed. I'm not that desperate to go and eat in a pub. Joanna Lumley, 74, pokes fun at her greasy hair and dirty clothes as she embraces lockdown life. Listen, I'd love to be locked down with Joanna Lumley. She's fabulous. Absolutely fantastic. Bianca Gascoigne, it's back at Katie Price, because Bianca Gascoigne is young. She hasn't got any talent. If you remember, she was a secretary on a sort of a pole dancing club, sat on the front desk. How many is you coming in? You know, free of you, OK, be £75, please. And Katie Price, and so she's hit back at Katie Price. It's so easy to, because she's so thick. Claiming that Chris Boyson is still messaging her. Why would Bianca Gascoigne worry? The only person who worries is Katie Price. That's the only person who ever worries about it. Nobody else worries about it. She tries to make a drama out of nothing at all, which is why she looks the way she does. Willie Thorne's friends and family say an emotional goodbye to him. They had a picture of his sons. One of them looked older than he did. I was quite surprised, actually, because he had two sons. I mean, one of them looks like Willie Thorne and the other one doesn't. And that's Tristan and Kieran. And some of the other people there were not wearing masks, which they should have been, you know, because, you know, I mean, come on, for goodness sake. You know, we have still got to this pandemic. It is still going on. Piers Morgan pokes fun at Dan Walker for celebrating a small ratings win as their playful feud rumbles on. Well, I mean, Dan Walker is the most boring man under the sun. I can't believe it. I mean, dear God in heaven. He made Oda and Charles seem like really interesting. And Dan Walker, oh, God, honestly. Talk about zilch personality, but that's the BBC for you. So they've got a little ratings win going on. But to be honest with you, the BBC never need to worry about the ratings, because that's why they're spending your money. Why would they worry about the ratings? Listen, they actually kept that bloke doing the breakfast show on Radio 1 for ages, even though the figures had tumbled to beyond all belief. And they eventually were going, OK, we now decide to change and we're going to stick Greg on. And you go, well, you should have done it a year ago, shouldn't you? I mean, the other one was just not pulling the ratings. Very embarrassing. And, of course, we're in the business of ratings. Peter Andre again. What is it? Two blooming stories about Peter Andre. Leaves a comment on Katie Price's photo of son Harvey, 18, and says, he's the best. As the singer and ex-wife patch up their friendship. God, I tell you, you wouldn't want to go anywhere near that ghastly family, would you? You really wouldn't. I feel very embarrassed, actually. Peter, whose career had sunk to rock bottom when he had to go on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. She was on the rebound from about 500 different people. She wanted to find somebody else, found him. And he thought, oh, I can use her as a springboard. And he did. And so it kind of relaunched Peter Andre. It's almost as bad as, you know, the relaunch of Matt Goss. I'm not sure which is worse. I mean, I was watching a thing, I said to you the other day, I was watching a thing on Matt Goss doing some shit. He's about zero personality. He comes down a staircase, Las Vegas, and he sings it as if he's just like singing to himself in the bathroom mirror. There's no pizzazz, you know. You want to check out some of the big people. He thinks he's Frank Sinatra. Unfortunately, Frank Sinatra had more of a personality in his little finger than Matt Goss has got in his entire body. Very embarrassing. Romance, now I'm 80. Never say never, says Esther Ranson. Oh, my godfather. Her beloved husband Desmond used to tease her. She had the sexual allure of a log. Yeah, I would think that would be fairly accurate. Fairly accurate. But she's 80. I mean, why do people think that you don't, you know, you're not interested in love at 80? You can, at any time. Charlie Chaplin was still having Rumpy Pumpy at the age of 90. So there's obviously hope, isn't there, for the producer? And not me, couldn't care less. To be honest with you, I'd rather have sausage and chips. Sausage and chips and a bottle of Prosecco. Who will inherit Steve Bing's fortune? Well, here is the crunch. How much is left? Because all of a sudden they've started pumping out stories that, well, he made some bad investments. And I'm thinking, hello, this is where the money starts disappearing. And somebody goes, well, where's it gone to? Somebody's nicked it. That's what'll happen. But the real estate heir's death could spark a fresh feud after his father tried to cut Liz Hurley's son and Lisa Bonda's daughter out of his trust fund. Yeah, we don't know how much is in it. I mean, it's supposed to be 400 million. I don't think so. Mums are never wrong, says Katie Price's son, Junior, who's 15, who dresses like a five-year-old. I've never seen anything like it. He's got to be the worst-dressed 15-year-old I've ever seen. And he says, my mother is never wrong. I'm sorry, are you in the real world? Your mother's always wrong. She's never right. That's the trouble, as she tries to find him a girlfriend. What, he's 15 and he hasn't had a girlfriend yet? Oh, my God. What does that tell you? that apparently she's Junior was answering fan questions on his Instagram. Very unwise at 15. I'm sorry, Junior. You're a little boy. Little boy, still wearing little tracksuit bottoms and a top, and your mummy's not known for anything at all apart from marrying about four times. You know, so it goes on. Celia Walden pokes fun at her husband, Piers Morgan, on their 10th wedding anniversary. Is it only 10 years? Good Lord above. So there you go. We like him. I think he's great. I think he's absolutely fantastic. I'm not sure about the picture of them sort of, you know, wandering through the countryside. And they must have been to a wedding, I think, because they did it years ago. Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan did a thing. And I call her Nancy with the laughing eyes. And there was this wizened old bag of a wife who was stick thin. There was more meat on an HB pencil than there was on Mrs. Reagan. And here we are, and this is Nancy with the laughing eyes. And this was the president who used to make jokes about people suffering from AIDS. That's how thick they were. The ones with the gay son, I believe, you know. Although the joke was that whenever he mentioned Camp David, he wasn't talking about the place his son was going to. Standard joke in America. Every president gets the standard joke, don't they? There'll always be something. But he did this thing where she was wearing a check shirt and a little neckerchief around her neck, and he looked like an out-of-date cowboy. You know, you could. Oh, well, I can't tell you because it's too rude. But it was just sort of one of those sort of things. And Nancy is here, and she was shrouded in mystery, if not dry ice, because it was like filming somebody through Hessian. She looked at that. And people were going, oh, isn't she a lovely woman? And then she came over here and refused to curtsy to the Queen. After that, we lost track of where Nancy Reagan's career was going. Don't like the Reagans, no. The Kennedys were OK, but they were sort of one of America's old families. An old family means old values. Old values means you're out of touch. Out of touch means, oh, my God, have you got history? And that family had history. They seemed to have an awful lot of sort of things that went on in their life. You know, Rose was the matriarch. For that read, another wizened old bag who used to sit there and pray, you can't go out with that woman. She's not right for you. These were the ones who sort of picked on Jackie Kennedy after he was assassinated. And they just expected her to toe the line. Of course, she didn't. She didn't want to. She wanted to make money, so she married, as you know, Aristotle Onassis, who was a little wizened man, but he was very rich. Very, very rich. And that's what he wanted. He wanted the kudos of having Jacqueline Kennedy as his wife. So he wasn't really interested in the sex side, whereas she thought, oh, God, he's going to fall on top of me. And so she then ended up with sort of the nice lifestyle, because he was so rich. I think for the wedding, people were flown in from all over the world. They got given diamonds and horses, all sorts. I mean, seriously, it was like an awful lot of money. Same sort of thing the producer would be doing on his wedding, and it's just it'll be a version of My Little Pony and something bought off Gemporia. Dame Judi Dench says theatres may never reopen in her lifetime. I'm absolutely with her on that one. I'm absolutely with her. She's 85, and they need to sort it out. So the theatres are opening, but you can't have a live show there. Well, you know, what's the point? Here we go. It's a terrible decision. Joe Swash, the one with the funny hair and the peculiar grin, hitting out at Dancing on Ice for axing his winning partner, Alex Murphy. What's good to do with you, mate? Good to do with you. You're a nobody. Listen, you're very lucky that you managed to find that nice girl from the Loose Women. Without that, you'd be wandering around with that hair. Somebody said to me the other day, he said, how can you say that it's not his hair? He's got receipts. Which I quite like. Great British sewing bees become stitched into the fabric of the nation, explains a former presenter, Jenny Eclair, on why she's gutted the series has come to an end. Is anybody watching it? Great British sewing bees? No. It's not really for us, is it? Meghan Markle fans attack Prince Charles online about his speech on diversity, as they accuse him of failing to protect his daughter-in-law. Oh, go away, for goodness sake. Have you noticed, you've already probably heard the story which I brought you this morning, that both Harry and Meghan have signed up to an agency in America, and that's how desperately sad it is, so that they can give after-dinner speeches on diversity and things like that. Well, as he's never done anything any longer than 5 minutes, I think he's in for a bit of a shock, because up until now, somebody would be writing it for him. Didn't somebody have to write it for him? Hello, everybody. You maybe have seen me on the television. Ha, 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 ha. I'm Harry. I know, don't laugh. This is the wife, and we're going to do a speech together. And, well, that's it from me, and now from her. And they're expecting to get paid £300,000 a pop for these things. Well, as I say, he's not known for after-dinner speaking. They give a little tiny thing which is read off a piece of paper. If you're doing an after-dinner speech, you better be bloody good, mate, I'm telling you. Rita Ora is soaking up the sun in her garden with obviously somebody taking pictures for her, which is lovely. Poor old Rita. Stacey Solomon reveals she was forced to wear mismatched foundation on Loose Women after borrowing somebody else's makeup when she forgot her own. Oh, no, you don't share makeup. Definitely not. Chris Moyles showing off his new grey hair. It's not grey. It's bleached. It's blonde, isn't it? It's blonde. I love that. Actually, he looks good. I saw him yesterday. He's 46. Oh, and the rest. 46. He won't be seeing 46 again this side of Christmas. He jumps into his... They always put this down, don't they? £100,000 Porsche with his girlfriend, Tiffany. It's a nice car. Not as nice as mine, but it's quite nice. And 46, honestly. He was wearing grey T-shirt with white cargo shorts and light-coloured trainers, yet failed to raise a smile. Well, nobody walks around with a smile on their face unless you're drunk. Or you've got some medical condition. Stormzy reveals he had to wear his sister's clothes whilst growing up as his family struggled to make ends meet. Riveting. Vogue Williams. I'd forgotten, you know, that Vogue Williams, who's married to Spencer Matthews, but she used to go out with Brian from Westlife. That's where we first heard of her. So she's done the rounds of the block. She also appeared on television, which was the Mastermind thing. She was even thicker than Lydia Dim. Nobody could be thicker than Lydia Dim. I mean, that really, I mean, you know, she was just too much. But she's now awaiting the arrival of a second child. Oh, not Amazon again. It'll take forever, dear. But they do send you a card saying when it'll be delivered, or is it the stork? She's apparently now an Irish presenter. Of course she isn't. David Beckham, praised by Matthew Perry for his good taste as he sports a Chandler and Joey T-shirt on a stroll with his wife Victoria. Poor old Dave, honestly, still wearing the old tea cosy on his head to cover up the fact that the hair's a bit peculiar. And tattoos all up his neck and everything. Honestly, how it must be to be a chav, but no actual work. So praised by Matthew Perry. Matthew says, this guy has really good taste, whoever that is. I didn't know who he was either, which is even more embarrassing. Ryland Clark leaves best shows ever viewers in stitches as he recalls... Oh, I can't say that. I'm not saying that. Have you read what it is? I'm not doing that. Are you allowed to? I don't want to do it. I can't do that. Apparently Claire Richards was on watch to make sure nobody walked in while he pleasured himself in Big Brother. Oh, how tacky. How tacky. Oh, I don't like that at all. Louise Redknapp. Oh, here we go again. Oh, my God. Look at me. I'm Louise Redknapp. Look at me. I'm lonely. Look at me. I left me husband. Look at me. Oh, God. Am I back in the charts? No, you're not. She radiates natural beauty as she goes makeup-free. Well, nobody wears makeup in the middle of a heat wave, dear. Nobody's stupid. Molly certainly will admit she suffered a sunburn disaster in her latest sizzling selfie. Oh, dear. It's so tragic, isn't it, Molly, that, you know, I've seen you without makeup on. By God, I tell you what, dear. I mean, unrecognisable is the answer. I bet you didn't do your own makeup. And also, when all this finishes, what are you going to do? Are you planning for that? I saw the... Who's that comedian? He's very rude. He's very rude. Not Frankie Boyle. He's similar to Frankie Boyle. Roy Chubby Brown. Roy Chubby. He's very rude. Very rude. And he says that he's not. He might go broke because there's no theatre shows. Although, to be honest with you, he's by himself up on the stage, so he's self-isolating. I mean, the audiences are there. But, I mean, over the years, he must have made a fortune. How can he be going broke? God, blimey. Mark Wright gushes over his wife. And says he still can't believe his luck. No, most of us are fairly surprised by it as well. She's got a cracking set of abs. Oh, such a winning line, that, isn't it? Hello, darling. Cracking set of abs. Yeah, ooh, I tell you. Love you, darling. He keeps shaving his body. In fact, he must spend most of his time with a Gillette Lady Shave in his hands. Strictly Come Dancing bosses reveal this year's series will be shorter than usual. Thank God for that. 5 minutes will be too long. And they say major changes will be going on. And the Strictly Come Dancing team, another waste of money, we'll be doing everything they can to bring the nation plenty of Strictly Magic later this year. Don't bother, seriously, on our behalf. We'd rather just have the test card, if that's OK with you. The woman doing the noughts and crosses on the board is quite fine. Prince William sporting a face mask during a visit to the Oxford team. It's another one of those busy things that you do in the life of a royal. Hello, hello, William. Yeah, hello, hello, hello. Shake hands, back home. Feet up, bag of chips. But he was taking part in sort of the talking to the volunteers. Meghan and Prince Harry volunteer alongside former gang members at a bakery. Oh, that's nice, isn't it? And Meghan and Harry are where? Bit difficult to see them, actually. This is their final royal duty in March. He's 35, she's 38. Do they have jobs? No. Do they stand a very good chance of having a job? No. Will they be any good at after-dinner speaking? No. Seriously, he hasn't got the faintest... They're not in the real world. She might be a bit more in the real world than he is, but he's certainly not in the real world. Normal People will return for two new specials after Series 1 became the most popular BBC Three show ever. Honestly. And so the two specials will air on June 26th on RTE. It does Comic Relief in Ireland with Paul and Daisy reprising their roles. Oh, right, so it's not for us anyway. It's going for RTE, which is fantastic. Oh, look, Katie Price again. Will appear before a parliamentary committee next week for the second time to tell MPs about online abuse targeted at her disabled son, Harvey. I hope that she's been to the police and I hope that she's given them all the details and, you know, because that's what you're supposed to do. But, of course, as she turned up wearing the most ghastly outfit ever. I mean, she's got no sense of the occasion at all. But I can't remember the last time. She wants a new UK law. So far, they've agreed to nothing. Nothing at all. She wants it to be called Harvey's Law. We wait and see where it goes. Listen, I'll be back with you tomorrow morning, being Friday. That's exciting. I can't believe we made Friday, which is very nice. If we survive the heat today, I was very lucky to get through yesterday. I had to go out and sort of talk to a carpet man called Alan, who was coming around to measure up, you know, which is always very good. But it was too hot. I couldn't wait to get back inside again. Once I was back inside, I was fine. But I had ants in the kitchen. Ants. I was standing there doing the washing up and I thought, at the corner of my eye, you know, you see it, loads up like that with my finger. You're going to see Jesus. And there's another one of you going to see Jesus as well. And before you know where we are, we had a little pandemic going on. And it turned out that I've got the hose going through the kitchen window to connect onto the tap in the kitchen because I don't have an outside tap. And it was a few ants, and there was only probably about 20 in total, were sort of crawling up the hose and into the kitchen. So I've disconnected the hose now. I'll put it on when I need to water. But I couldn't believe it. Cheeky little devils, honestly. Obviously scrounging, they're trying to carry out teacups and things like that. You know what they're like? I've seen the film Ants. I know what goes on. Silverware, they're carrying, you know, two of them, you know, they're really strong, carrying a knife. Because I have a canteen of cutlery from Mappin and Webbs. And I'm just waiting to watch the box going out the window. Going, and where do you think you're going? And they'll all turn around and go, sorry. Sorry. And then bringing it back in again and bring it back into the sitting room. Anyway, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a nice day. Please stay safe. Please stay out of the sun. And do drink plenty of water. And if you've got little children, a hat maybe would be a good idea. It's going to hit 34 degrees today, if not a little bit more. For me, hate it. Hate it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm a pale little thing. I just don't want to. I don't want to tan or do anything at all. You know, a friend of mine, Graham, as I say, is the colour of creosote. Actually, he'll be delighted to know that Harry Fowler, the actor who was a very good friend of my friend Graham, his flat in Chelsea has just come up for sale. I was gonna send him a text and go, Harry Fowler's flat's up for sale for just under £1 million, a one-bedroom flat in a block in Chelsea, which I'm sure Graham must have been to. So there you go. But that was in Country Life a few weeks back, Graham. I can say that because I know he listens to the programme because he podcasts. Which is great news. I bet he's suffering. He's in Thailand, bless him. So I'll be back here tomorrow. Well, not in this place, not in this studio. This is my least favourite studio. Do you realise that doing this at the moment, my picture will now be beamed to the reception, which I'm really unhappy about. People, nice shirt, yes. Oh, I don't know. And, what did I do? The other day, I was, before I go, I had a glass of wine. I had it in a tumbler. And it's, I buy them from Costco, these red tumblers, because at the end of it, you just throw it away. It's much easier. You don't have to wash up or anything. And I'd had a little bit of coffee left in another one of these cups, these red cups. And I put the wine cup on the top of it, and I'd forgotten that there was still some liquid in the bottom cup. So when I poured the wine into my mouth, the coffee came out of the bottom cup and went all the way down the front. It was not a good... And I went... Oh, for goodness sake. Talk about accident prone, but never mind. So we'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay safe. Look after each other. Be nice. Take care. Bye-bye.
To build a professional website with fast hosts, you don't need much. You don't need technical skills to drag and drop design elements into place. You don't need a big budget to get your domain, website tools and 24/7 support all included. And with the mobile edit feature, you don't even need to be at your computer. All you do need is our website builder. So start your free trial at fasthosts.co.uk/build.